Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan back in the same room. John,
what's
as
on?
Always, what's on and where
what's
to go?
On and where to go?
Here are some holiday suggestions for you. As the advert, no one ever remembers used to
even
go.
Even I just know that and you
even
say
that,
it.
Even that doesn't rhyme, does it, John?
What's on and where to go?
Go. Here are some holiday suggestions for you. I think it was meant to
for
rhyme.
For you to know?
No.
Maybe they should have
done
that.
Where my sister used to say it, actually. My sister Sarah used to say that. And if she can get in touch with us, let us know what the advert was for. That'd be marvellous.
I shouldn't even know. It was...
Have you any holiday suggestions for us, John? That could be a new feature.
Do you actually want some?
Yes, some holidays. But National League based.
Oh, okay.
Barrow? No, they're not in the National League anymore.
That's what I think. Well,
Grimsby.
The places I've
Ever been Grimsby, John?
No. The Lake District, anymore?
No.
Barrow's gone now, isn't it? Yeah.
Come on, John. It's not very
improv. Pommies are all very grim,
dreadful
aren't they?
Dreadful improv
League
here,
places.
John.
Come on,
just
yes and.
John is really trying to come up with just a name of, all of us there really basically, is the name of someone in the National League.
Dover.
We've done 151 episodes of The National Obsession and you cannot name one place to go in the National League.
I was trying to answer it seriously.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I won't answer it seriously.
Okay. Dover.
Dover.
Would you go on holiday in Dover, John?
No.
Pebble Beach, innit? Well, then boats flying around.
Yeah.
It's not very nice, but have you ever been Dover?
Oh, yeah, I've been a few times.
Been Dover.
Yeah.
Bend over.
Bend over.
I have done a gig in Dover.
Ugh.
And it's not a night
I can
out.
Imagine that was rough.
It's not a night out you want to
It's an
go
awful
on.
Place.
I wonder if anyone actually is born in Dover and lives there and stays there. Operation Stack. Graham. Operation Graham Stack.
Yeah. When Graham's having a party at his house.
Yeah.
And he's just parking all the cars.
Oh, that's
Come
lovely,
on,
yeah.
Operation Stack.
Yeah. Who is Graham Stack? He used to be...
He used to play for Barnet.
Play for Barnet, John. National League based.
And there we go.
There we are. It's
What's
the National
on?
League, John. And we're both a little bit weary today. We just finished work, haven't we, John?
A little bit weary, actually, yeah. A little bit... both bought a house. It's had a heavy weekend.
We've all got a bit on top of us, John, hasn't it? But we're still very into the National League and an exciting result, John, as well, at the weekend, of course. Always puts a spring in your step when you win.
You told me, and I didn't listen to the game on Saturday because I was out and about and doing stuff.
Yes.
You told me that the radio exploded when Cardiff 11 a.m. And Ray Duffy was back on commentary, so put two and two together.
Exactly. And as you said, colour me shocked. Ray Duffy back on comms. Gary time winner.
Gary time.
Unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really good. He was back, John. No Dave, though.
did. A date was on BBC Devon.
Oh.
So,
yeah. Like West Side Story, that would have been. In the old comms box. Ray there looking jealously. In the Martin Gritton chair, was he? On Radio Devon?
I thought I saw them in the car park beforehand. Wow, just wee. In a standoff.
Oh, you're over there today, are you? Yeah. Are you Dave? Okay.
I'll do it by myself then, if I must.
All right, okay. No, he had someone.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I don't know who it was, if I'm honest.
He's got someone off the street, actually.
I don't think it was someone off the street. I don't know if it was an ex-player, but look, I tuned in and they won and it was all I needed from the radio. The commentary was very, very good.
Good. Good on Ray.
Very good, John.
Hey, before we start...
Oh, have we not started?
Well, before we properly start...
Oh.
Do you want a gluten-free snowball?
Oh, my God, not more snowballs.
Yeah.
Where are these from, John? Been Traeger, have you?
No.
Lee's Snowballs.
There you
wow,
go.
Thank you, John. Didn't we have these before?
Little treat for you. I can't remember.
Where did you get these from,
gone
John?
Everywhere.
Oh, 79... Oh, look. Lovely. Really packed nicely there. That's kind of you, John.
Sorry about that.
Do you want one?
Yeah,
they're
on.
Not for me, are they? They're for you as well. You know.
Well, no.
A gluten-free snowball.
You in mine.
Because they're not a Tunnocks one, not your classic Tunnocks.
No, they've melted as
these
well.
These would be lovely at half-time, John, wouldn't they? Lovely half-time snack.
Gone
this
everywhere.
We're in the Times radio studio.
Yeah.
They're going to love that, all this desiccated coconut everywhere.
I've ruined John Pienaar's
John Pienaar coming in, trying to read the news.
But he'll see a fellow mustachioed broadcaster and back off, I imagine.
Lot of love for the moustache at the moment, John.
Yeah.
A few heckles I got. Saturday. You came to my show Saturday
night. You came to your show Saturday night. It's great.
And I've started doing a thing where I say, any heckle, just get it out of your system. Heckle me. Don't heckle any of the other acts. Heckle me. These were the heckles
Give
I got.
Give me your worst.
These were the heckles I got. No, I don't mean roast me. I just say, someone just put their hand up and went, where are you in the IT crowd?
That's not a heckle.
That's not
it?
A heckle, is
That's
it?
That's just a career question.
General CV analysis. Is your moustache dyed?
Dyed?
It's not dyed. I've never dyed my hair, John. I'm just
it
still...
It doesn't look dyed.
It doesn't look dyed, yeah, does well, it? I think they thought it was particularly question. Black. The look I'm going for is sort of... Des Lynam, Tom Selleck,
yeah,
Anchorman.
Des is a good shout.
It's a good shout, isn't it?
Very reassuring man, Des Lynam.
Well, I think, and you know what? The moustache gives you power, John.
Mm.
You feel real sort of moustache power. I really recommend
People
it.
Trust a man with a moustache.
I think, like a lot of footballers in the 80s had moustaches. And I think wouldn't it be great for the complete Torquay United side this season? Not Movember, but just grew moustaches.
Yeah.
This is the worst bit of having a moustache. Just in everyday life now, when it gets to November, people go, oh, doing Movember? Nope. And then you sound double callous because you sound like, I'm not raising money. I'm just doing this for me.
Yeah.
Me-vember. That's what I'm doing. Me-vember.
I was going to say November, but then that's November. Actually just the name of the actual month, isn't it? So that doesn't work.
The month, John. That's what it's actually called.
That's what it is actually called.
No-mo-vember.
I'll think on it.
Have you got FOMO for no-mo-vember? Nice snowball, John.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Excellent. Well, yeah, they're from Mr. and Mrs. Knee.
Are they?
Pick them up.
Thank you, Jeannie.
One of the benefits to... Living with my parents.
Living with... Nearly over, though, John,
nearly
isn't it?
Nearly done, yeah. Nearly
John's
done.
Nearly bought a house. Well done, John.
Thank you very much.
Very clever. All the money you're making off this podcast. Buying a house with
it. Yeah, sunk it all into property.
Sunk it. Good stuff.
Hey, more good news as well.
Oh, yeah, what's
Lots
that?
Lots of jobs now available in the National League, which we'll come on to. Been a bit of a night in the long knives in the National League this
what's
week.
What's coming up in the podcast, John?
Well, should we work? Yeah,
have
work.
A look.
Come on.
Go on, tell us.
So we've got lots of National League news. As we said, some managers got the elbow this week.
Yep.
So that's good.
One who we predicted in episode 146, beginning of this season, John.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about it in a minute.
Come on to all of those. One of them, of course, might possibly be good news for gilet makers everywhere. Maybe we should call a gilet producer.
Maybe.
Did we do that before?
I think we've done that before.
I remember
before,
being
John.
Sat here.
Let's not do
it.
The same ideas
I
twice.
Just sat, now I think about it. We did call
We've
shops
called
in the
that. We've done
area,
that.
Trying
we've done
to track
that,
down
John.
Gilets.
People say this podcast ran out of ideas.
And we got lots of letters.
Oh.
Let's have a good chinwag.
That's always good when people write in letters, isn't
it? There, isn't it? But yeah, before we sort of begin with the news, lots of jobs, as I say, now available in the National League.
Yeah.
And more job news, actually. John Pemberton is back in work.
No, where is he? Where is he?
Former Chesterfield manager, lots of bad luck. He took over last week. He's now in charge of the UK CO2 supply.
Ah, good stuff. So, that's good to know. I mean, a never-ending supply, I'm assuming, of
good
CO2.
Looking forward to seeing how he gets on.
Used, amongst other things, to knock animals out before they're slaughtered.
Keep meat.
What a lovely job, isn't it? Fresh job,
fresh.
I think is the,
thank you very much,
the word you're looking for. The old impro skills. Not, yeah. not exactly doing a podcast with John
the
Sessions,
synapses.
Is it?
Can you hear the synapses just firing?
Well, I can hear is...
But yes, good luck to John in charge of the nation's CO2.
The CO2 is his job,
and,
is it?
Yeah, and I think gas comes into his brief
hey,
as well.
John Pemberton might turn up at Barnet, John.
Let's see.
The Barnet job, is that it? Is that what's coming up?
But that was just some good news.
That was
just
some good
a little
news.
Bit of additional news. But would you like some proper National
yes,
League news?
Yes, please, John.
Up?
Let's go.
Let's go back to Saturday and Bromley 2. Barnet nil, a result which has seen the back of Harry Kewell at Barnet.
It was never,
gone,
ever
as you called it.
Going to work, John.
Yeah.
Never, ever going to work. A, because he has quite a lot of failure in the Football League. So he's not exactly a hugely respected Football League manager. He's obviously a really nice bloke, which is, I think, how he probably gets jobs. Obviously,
well,
seems or he's brilliant.
He just looks good.
He's brilliant
he?
In interview, yeah. isn't he? He's a big name.
Go, oh God, it's Harry Kewell.
Yeah, you know they want that.
What's he doing here?
Associated
at
with. I can
Wilmstone.
Imagine he's cheap because I reckon he's got loads of money.
Yeah, maybe
so
he
I
does
can,
it for free.
Yeah, imagine if he did it for free and was still sacked.
I was trying to. No I was good, trying to it? Think of a musical sort of tribute to him around Squeeze. Cool for cats.
Kewell for cats.
Kewell,
yeah,
but
for...
Kewell, f*** that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, wow, John. You went blue on it. You thought
that's
for
what,
the, for the dads.
That's what chairman will say now.
Kewell, f*** that. Well, he might get another job, John.
Could
might...
work. But goal scorer for Bromley, though, they did win that game 2-0, was Marcus Sablier.
Sablier, 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 Sablier. Sablier.
What's the longest lovely
I'd like
day?
To, I'd like
do?
To have a
can
go. I'd like to have a go.
Can
at
we go?
It. Where's the big one? Let's find
we go
the,
back to the,
if we can,
go
let's
to
all
the,
sing along with Bill
end,
Withers.
Let's see. If it is.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
It's gonna be.
Here we go.
A lovely day.
Took over. Still there. John's just in. He's with the lovely day. Come on, John. Still there. Let's see. It's hanging in. It's Gary time. This is Gary time. The lovely day. What a performance.
Oh.
Excellent. And that's what a degree in music
go.
Gets you.
40 seconds, that
I
was.
Can normally get close, John, but the old chest is kicking in at the moment. Absolutely. Listen to me.
Oh, dear.
Sound like I'm not long for this world at the moment, don't I? There
you sound
are.
Like a sort of a blogger or something.
Bit asthmatic, you know. Blogger on what, John?
Yeah.
Sort of blogger.
I don't
talking
know,
talky.
Sort of really
don't, well. John.
I didn't mean that. Halifax 3, Stockport 0. What a shocker.
Stockport, John. Simon Rusk. How long is... do you know what my theory... Do you know hear my theory, John, about Simon Rusk? Is they would have sacked him this week, but Wrexham Saturday.
Mm.
Gonna lose that game, aren't they? They're gonna lose that game, right? So Wrexham Saturday, they can't just throw in a new manager against Wrexham on Saturday.
No.
So it's like, okay.
Go
Wrexham Saturday,
yeah.
Go with what you got. Then we can sack him after Saturday because it's a big game for him, isn't it, Saturday?
It's not looking great for them.
No.
Really bad start.
Really bad start. Really bad start.
The money they've spent.
Whitfield on the bench, John,
Whitfield
again.
On the bench. Paddy Madden's not scored since... Adrian Jerome told me not scored since May or something like that. I've not checked it out myself, so if that's wrong...
Whitfield on the bench.
Play
we love Ben Whitfield, and but we did say if you go to a club like that... Also, new man comes... I said this, John. And I'm not saying I'm always right, but I'm quite right about this, I reckon. If Stockport get off to a bad start of the season, Ben Whitfield suddenly looks like a luxury player.
Yeah.
New man comes in, don't fancy him. He's back to square one, John.
Absolutely. Billy Waters scored again. So
again. That was the only one I never understood us getting rid of. And I said that at the time.
Grimsby 2, Eastleigh 0. So Eastleigh doing Eastleigh things.
Yeah, but
Grimsby having a great start. They scored. I saw their second goal. It was an absolute wonder. Goal.
Was
about
it?
A 30-yarder. A real thunder bastard.
Yeah. I don't think they'll go up, John.
They're the early.
But I didn't think Sutton would go up. So
looking good, though. Yeah. It's true. Notts County 1, Maidenhead 0. Getting the job done, don't they?
Yeah.
Solihull Moors 3, Bournemouth 1. So Solihull Moors, again, I think if you listen to episode 146, didn't you tip them to do quite well?
People maybe need to go, instead of listening to this one, which is just lots of us doing me talking about asthma and John singing a lovely day for 40 seconds, is actual football content.
Yeah. Torquay 1, Southend 0.
Bang.
Beautiful.
Superb, John. Let's talk about it. Sean Mack coming back. That's absolutely fantastic. I know we had mild issues with him last season, but I think to go away and come back, realise what you had, realise on both sides, we both realise what we've got, we've looked at other people, it's not quite, you know, I think we realise that what we've got in Sean McDonald, solid keeper, if he can cut that slightly excitable, tiggerish element to his game out, he's always been a good keeper.
As you said, who would have thought we'd be missing the reassuring presence of Sean
McDonald? Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But it's true.
We really did, and we really did. And that is such
what
a good...
needed.
To turn up and to win 1-0, clean sheet. And that's without Little in the side, Lapsley in the side, no Jake Andrews.
Yeah.
You know, to win that game, I know Southend aren't any great shakes at the moment, and I think Brown will be on his way out again as well soon. You have to go. That is a huge step forward. And to get the last minute winner... All those things, you know, the general vibe goes suddenly positive. Yeah. And so training will be a positive this week. And we're on the telly Saturday against top of the league, Chesterfield, which is a really difficult game. Really, really difficult
really
game.
Hard.
I really hope we got a couple of other players back by then or on loan by then. But yeah, you have to be more positive about it.
And really good.
And also it shows that Gary and Aaron see what we see.
Yeah.
And everybody sees and aren't afraid to change it at all.
Point on the board.
Yeah.
But yeah, Southend really, really poor for them.
Really poor.
Their fans were sort of having a go at the players after the match on the pitch. Brown was, I think Phil Brown's possibly a dead man walking. Southend assistant Craig Fagan, though.
Lovely.
Is, of course, reviewing the situation. Thank you very much.
Lovely. I wish he was the manager. We could do loads with
really
that.
Good. Well, hopefully if Phil Brown gets sacked, he takes over.
Craig
and then
Fagan,
we'll have
it'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Bill Sykes, assistant.
Oh, also, Nancy, I sleeps with it, don't I? You do loves me, don't you, Bill? I sleeps with you, don't I? Just a little bit of Nancy and Bill Sykes.
Yeah, there you go. Wealdstone 2, Aldershot 2, which is a result that saw Danny Searle, the Aldershot manager, also lose his job, which, as Enya once sang, is now... Searle away, Searle away, Searle away. Yeah.
What a strange artist Enya is, John.
Orinoco Flow.
I can't even imagine how she starts making her music. Can you?
Like, no, I
like,
couldn't
what
tell
are
you
the
any
lyrics?
Of the
what are the lyrics she writes? It's like, there never seems to be any structure to the song or like, you know, I'm not here for always, you know, verse, chorus.
A little bit of structure
Bridge, chorus out, you know, we don't have to always have that, but...
I don't know any of her
other
songs.
Something to cling on to, Enya.
What's on the best of Enya? That's the only one, isn't it? I don't know any of her.
Just that on a loop.
Yeah.
No, she must have other ones. Orinoco Flow. Sounds like a player for Harold Wilson.
Oh, Orinoco Flow there.
Yeah,
the wing, of course. But yeah, Danny Searle gone from Aldershot as well.
Yeah. Well, do you know what?
Lying in 21st.
They've given him a good go, John, and it's not worked out, has it? They've given him a go. What's he had? What's he had? A season and a half.
He's had little bursts where it's kind of looked all right, but yeah, on the whole,
it
not
dips.
They've already appointed Mark Molesley,
who's a club legend. They've appointed two club legends.
Former, he was at Southend last.
Yeah, and Weymouth.
And Weymouth before
Weymouth
that.
Town.
Weymouth, he did very well. Southend, not so well, but
club
well
legend in Aldershot.
His control.
Fans love him, so he's going to have a little bit of a grace period.
Yep.
See what he can do. Danny Searle will pop up somewhere else. A decent manager. maybe even Barnett, John. Who knows?
You never know. Well, let's see who turns up at Barnett.
Mm.
Hoping for a gilet.
What normally happens is, yeah, we're hoping for this.
Holding out for a gilet. Can you sing that? Can we do that?
I need a gilet. I'm holding out for a gilet till the morning comes. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
It's gotta be warm.
It's gotta be
no
light.
Sleeves. Yeah, yeah.
It's gotta be sleeveless as well. Yeah. I need a gilet. Lovely, isn't it?
Very nice.
Really, really good. Very well done to us all.
Wildstone 2, Aldershot 2. Ira Jackson Jr. scored Wildstone's two goals.
Well done.
Wrexham 1, Dagenham 0. Paul Mullen scored the only goal early on there. And Yeovil 0, Chesterfield 2 was the only other match. So that leaves Chesterfield on top. Top of the league.
Who's scoring for Chesterfield all the goals, John? They seem to be
Shemanga.
Scoring a lot.
Shemanga's,
oh, yeah, that's a good signing.
Quite a few. Good
that's
signing.
A very good signing, wasn't it? I'm surprised Wrexham didn't go for Shemanga.
Yeah, would have been a very... But they have got Paul Mullen. So you've got Chesterfield first, Dagenham and Redbridge second, Grimsby third, Notts County, Borehamwood, Halifax, Wrexham make up the rest of the playoffs. Solihull Moors just outside there. And then the old bottom three, Aldershot, Barnet and Dover.
There we are. But where are Chesterfield at top on how many points?
Top
on 17?
17 from 7.
That's good, isn't it? It's good form. We've got to play him on the telly Saturday. But look, potential banana skin in the Gulls.
Yeah.
Flying high. The new reinvigorated Gulls. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's already time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
An early letters, because we've got so many. Once again, to get through.
Oh, before we start, I don't know if any of these are from Rob Baker, my brother.
No.
No. He's told me a story this week, John, that I thought I should bring up during Letters from a Listener, is that my brother has a rental cottage in Cornwall, on a beach in Cornwall, very nice place, Harlyn Bay. And they've rented it out this week. And they said, oh, we know some people down that way because our friend plays for Exeter City. Rob was like, all right, okay, that's fine. Who is it? They said, Dean Moxey.
I knew that was coming.
Dean Moxey. And well, he doesn't play for Exeter City.
Yeah, not anymore.
Doesn't play for Exeter City. He plays for Torquay United. There we are. Rob had to put them straight.
How exciting.
But he hasn't thrown them out of the rental property. They're still renting it for a little holiday at some point, John.
Great.
Very nice, isn't it?
There you go. When are we going to go magnet fishing with Dean?
Oh, well, we've got to meet Dean, actually, because we do sponsor Dean away.
We do.
And he is having a great season.
He's not mentioning much, actually. Our sponsored player, he obviously got the big assist on Saturday.
Yes.
He was at home, though, so it doesn't really count. It
doesn't really count when it's at home for us, John. But when he's away, and he's always great, isn't he, Moxie? He's always great. Come on, John.
Didn't have a great game at Solihull, to be honest.
He is great. He's a great player. He's a great player.
I like Dean.
Absolutely love him. And we must sort out some sort of interview with him soon. Definitely,
fish.
Yeah. Maybe.
Should we do some letters?
Do some letters, John.
A first time listener gets in. Well, a first time correspondent gets
in. Okay,
touch,
lovely.
Shall we say. Jonathan Gillespie. Hello, Jonathan.
On the ice, you, John.
He says, much like Torquay's attempts to return to the Football League, I've been meaning to write a letter, but taken a few years to get round to it.
Oh, bad start, Jonathan. On the ice.
As a Huddersfield Town fan, for many years after the 2003-04 season, I had an irrational hatred for Torquay.
Oh.
Irrational hatred being a thing that are often found in football. This was due to Torquay pipping Huddersfield to the third automatic spot in the 03-04 Division 3 season.
Fantastic.
On the final day.
Leroy,
further enforced by Helen Chamberlain's gloating on Soccer AM the following week. This went
on Ellen.
For many years until I was introduced to a Torquay expat now living in Manchester who, despite my best efforts, became a rather good friend.
Oh.
Fast forward 5 or 6 years and I am a convert.
Wow.
What a story. Torquay had become a strong second team, if not slightly more, and a bit of a passion of mine.
No way. Slightly more than your own actual team. They do that to you, Jonathan.
Yeah. Having attended Playmore on many occasions over the last 3 years and found it a cathartic pilgrimage during Huddersfield's largely horrendous Premier League experiment, Gary Johnson's Yellow Army have sucked me into the magic that is the Gulls, the Godfather. Unfortunately, I must declare it has come to light that Torquay's recent plight is largely Huddersfield's fault.
Oh.
It's come to my attention that it seems we sit within a footballing parallel universe. When Huddersfield Town do well, the Gulls struggle and vice versa. A theory that's been tested and proven over the last 6 or 7 seasons. How However, I write with good news as Huddersfield's current success is almost certainly unsustainable and the equilibrium of recent seasons will no doubt be returned. Anyway, this is all largely irrelevant as this is not a talkie podcast.
It's not a talkie podcast.
Ever, on the ice, a National League and talkie convert, Jonathan Gillespie.
Hey, Jonathan, great letter. Thank you so much. That's so good. And what you're welcome. You're welcome to the National Obsession. And hopefully Huddersfield never end up in the National League.
Yeah.
And it's great. I think this is the thing, right? I have this with my friends and my family, is that I was never that bothered about Torquay United. And now all I do, I check all their results. and it's because once it gets in you, John.
When were you never that bothered?
No, not me. Oh, it's my friends and family saying it to me.
Oh, I see.
They say I wasn't bothered. Now, now all I check on them, I start humming Gary Johnson's Yellow Army.
They get under your skin, don't they?
They do.
And it's interesting he says that about the equilibrium thing, because that's the same. You have that theory with your career, don't you? If your career is going vice.
Yeah, exactly, vice versa. Yeah, yeah. But
how's it going at the
moment?
I've learned
that's not true, John.
Going really well.
It's
at
not
the moment.
True. Yeah, my career is going well at the moment, actually, John. This is it going well.
And Jonathan as well also attaches some pictures of him at various talkie games. He's got a plaque on the wall of the pop side. Look at that.
Goodness me, really? He's more into it than us, John.
Yeah. Two guys, one promotion's 8,000 miles. TUFC Matt and Johnny, there they are.
Johnny, good man. And, you
superb.
Know, Huddersfield, they won't miss you. We need you more.
They can do without, couldn't they?
They can do they without you. We need you more. So, you know, come on in, John. You are one letter towards...
You.
A FOP number as well.
Strong
letter. So maybe even one more letter. Who knows, John? You sent a photo. You've professed your love for the Gulls, which always...
He's converted from another team.
I know.
So that's got to be worth something.
It does show he's a little bit sort of shaky. Bit fickle.
What happens
exactly.
When Torquay go on a bit of a...
Yeah, exactly. You're going to support then Altrincham or something. Altrincham Jean.
Buckland Athletic. Could happen.
Marvellous. Thank you, Jonathan. On the ice.
Jonathan, on the ice to you. Sam Drewiff gets in touch on the ice. Sam from the Talking Torquay podcast.
Talking Torquay podcast, yes.
He says on the ice.
Which we know we have an open invitation on. We're not interested in being on Torquay podcasts, but we will be on theirs, John.
We're going to do
at some point. Christmas episode, aren't we?
Matt Hobbs X Talking Torquay.
What's that mean? Like a mashup?
Collab, isn't it?
Collab.
Collab.
Wow.
Collab pal.
Feach. Sam Drewiff. Feet Matty Hayward. Remix.
Sam says, on the ice, gents, I've just seen that Barnet have sacked Harry Kewell in the National League's least shocking news this season. Now, we all know that Martin Allen is well overdue a 9-month stint at the Hive. 9 months, I think he'd be quite
lovely.
Pleased with, actually.
Yeah. Maybe he has a baby every time he joins them.
I wanted to know, what is the most predictable thing to happen in the National League?
Oh,
is it
yes.
Martin Allen managing Barnett? Is it Billy Waters being the top scorer? Is it Umera scoring a brace
bloody
and
hell.
More later in the season?
Bloody hell, Umera!
Is it Wrexham finishing eighth on the ice, Sam? What is
Wrexham won't finish.
The most predictable thing to happen in the National League? Brian Barwick's son dropping his AirPods.
That is a good call. I wish you hadn't just thrown that at
I
me,
know,
John.
I should have probably
given me a little bit of...
Giving you a heads up and you could have sounded
really... A little heads up into it. Most predictable thing to happen in the National League this season is Torquay Weymouth to have about 8 goals in it. I think.
That's a very good shot. I'm going to have to go old school and go for a good old-fashioned, straight down the line, Wrexham implosion.
You
come,
think?
About February.
No, John, never.
Yeah.
It won't be allowed.
Yeah.
There's too much can do. They're
Doesn't
trying to
matter.
Make a real life Ted Lasso there. All positivity.
Doesn't matter.
Wow-wee.
It's the National League, isn't it?
It is That's the National League. It doesn't like. I think Southend
can't be big spenders.
Plummeting down is a good one. The most National League thing. But let us know. That's a great one from Sam.
It's
let
a
us
really
know what you
question.
Think is the most National League thing
I agree, Sam,
to happen.
Wrexham.
Eighth. Don't think they'll be eighth. I don't think they'll be eighth.
Eighth, if they're lucky.
They'll be fifth or sixth, John.
Yeah.
They'll be in the playoffs, I think.
I don't think they'll win the league.
And I think they'll have to play Notts County in the playoffs, and then that'll be it. Get done, because I think Notts County might do well in the playoffs.
Mm.
That's my call.
Okay, interesting.
But imagine if none of them do, John. It would be so beautiful, wouldn't it? I think I'd sit on Twitter for about 3 days just reading all the stuff.
There's Weymouth there lifting the trophy.
Yeah. No, it's Solly Elmore's and,
yeah, it's, oh,
and
Solly
Dagenham
Elmore's,
have gone
there we
up.
Go. Yeah, perfect.
I'd just sit reading Stockport, Wrexham. Just sit reading it all because it's just so beautiful.
Another new correspondent gets in
on the ice to you. You're all really welcome, and this is great. We've got new letters. That's lovely. Fantastic.
Greg Sulkin. Sulkin in the corner.
Here he is. Okay, John. I bet he's heard it before. But is it Greg Sulkin?
He says, hi, Joan and Charlie.
Ah, Joan Cardigan. We haven't had Joan Cardigan for a while. You cringed at that there, John.
I was thinking there's so many.
There's about 100 episodes of you
there's
as
so
John
many of those
Joan
we
Cardigan.
Haven't done in a long while. I was thinking about In the Bay, In the Bin.
Yeah, but we move on, John. We don't stand still.
If you've got one that you miss, let us know. Hi, Joan and Charlie. Where has Gilbert the Goal gone?
Where has Gilbert the Goal gone, John? Is he not there?
He's been missing since COVID. Has he died?
Maybe you're not allowed to do it.
Who knows?
He can't have died.
I think you two should use your club contacts to find out what's happened, Jim. Love the podcast. On the ice, Greg.
On the ice to you, Greg. We don't know. We don't know where Gilbert the Gull is. We're not a Talk United podcast. Seems a very niche question for a not Talk United podcast. We can try and find out. You need to ask Talking Talkie or Talkie Talk.
Not been to a home game in a while.
No.
Couldn't tell you.
John, I meant to bring this up on the radio early on, but I didn't, so I'll bring it up here instead.
Okay.
Do you know how long a seagull lives for?
You did mean to bring this up, yeah.
Yes. How long do you think, John?
Do you mean just a gull?
A herring gull.
Not a seagull.
Not a seagull, yeah. Of course, a herring gull.
How long?
Obviously not the ones that like get killed or booted by a yob on the beach.
Caught up in a trawler's net.
Yeah, none of those, you know, just like left to its own devices. What would be freakishly long in your
40 years.
It's between 30 and 40 years, John. So them seagulls that are going...
40-year-old seagull.
Imagine it. I mean, we've got a 36-year-old gull.
Older than me.
Playing up front for us. It's amazing, isn't it?
40-year-old gull.
40-year-old seagull. Just imagine them hanging around. No wonder they like chips. I think I'm going to write a bit of material about this.
The
40-year-old
seagull.
It's funny. Mallard, John. How long... I've got the full list here now. A mallard, which is a duck. How long do you think a duck... Don't Google it, John.
No, I'm not. Sorry.
How long do you think a mallard lives for? Quick answers, John. You don't want...
20 years.
27 years.
27 years.
The elf owl. The elf owl.
Okay, so that's obviously a
tiny
owl.
One. So they have smaller hearts, so...
8 years.
5 years, John.
I'm not far off each
American
time.
Flamingo. Sounds like something on Strictly.
Dancing the American Flamingo.
Anton DeBeek.
I thought your American Flamingo was marvellous. 11 years.
49 years, John.
Bloody
all
hell.
That time stood on one leg.
Oh, my leg's killing me.
The Laysan albatross.
No, they live for ages, albatross.
Yeah, well, that's the question, John. How long? It's all very well.
Only have one, they sort of had a life partner, don't they?
Yeah, there we are.
60 years.
68 years, John. The great blue heron. The not so great blue heron. No, the great blue heron. He's not related to Gil Scott Heron. The revolution will revolution. Not be...
It will be televised on Springwatch.
Yeah. Great Blue Heron.
35 years.
24 years, John.
Oh, okay.
Nearly there. Four to go.
Oh,
the
God.
Bald Eagle.
Oh.
Not Jim Smith from Oxford United.
57 years.
38 years. The Sandhill Crane. 37 years.
Are they in the FA Cup extra preliminary rounds? Sandhill Crane.
37
cranes.
Years, lovely. Atlantic Puffin. That's me at the moment with my bad jest.
30 years.
33 years. And the last one, the Great Horned Owl.
12 years.
22 years, John.
Oh, there
and
you
there
go.
We are. Lifespans of birds. And you expect them to... They're only little, aren't they?
Yeah.
You think they'll get eaten by stuff, don't they?
40-year-old seagulls tickled me. Really has. Greg, in answer to your question, don't know where Gilbert is. Maybe someone can...
But it did give us reason to talk about the lifespans of birds. So thank you very much.
Mark Hepworth.
Ah.
Who is a fourth.
Oh, the Chesterfield manager. Of course.
Mark
not Chesterfield
Hepworth.
Manager. What's his name?
Glapwell.
Glapwell Gladiators.
Gladiators.
Come on, you gladiators.
Mark says, good morning. Well, it doesn't... It's not time sensitive here, Mark.
Morning, Mark. On the ice to you.
On the ice to you.
Should we leave it till tomorrow morning? Come back in.
Press pause now. Play the rest when you wake up. On the ice to you, wonderful gentlemen.
Oh.
After two wins from two to start the season with my Sunday team, I now know how it feels to be an opposing manager playing against Torquay.
Oh.
As in our third game, we conceded a Gary time goal to lose 4-3. Absolutely devastating. Oh. Do National League managers have a number they ring when they've been Gary timed? Maybe John Pemberton's next job, National League Samaritan and Grief Counsellor.
That's a lovely idea, isn't it? Well done, Mark.
I dealt with the loss the only way I know how. 9 pints and a kebab.
Doesn't sound very healthy, Mark. You know, I don't know how old you are, but as you get older, you have to start watching your...
I don't think Gary's having 9 pints and a kebab, having had a heart operation, didn't he?
He's very quiet, doesn't he, when... Goes very quiet. The club goes very quiet when...
It doesn't like it when we lose.
Locks down when we lose. It's like... Nothing comes out. You get like a raffle.
Dom's unplugged the phone. Yeah. Take the phone out of the wall, Dom.
Nothing happens. I don't know how anybody deals with losing when they are... Because I think football management is mental. I don't think I'd ever want to run a team, ever. A, because... You have to keep 11 people happy. You know, at least 11 people and their mums and dads or, you know, whatever. Tough, isn't it? And if it's someone's job.
Yeah.
If you happen to look at a kid, like, you know, think of sending out some Olaf or whatever on loan. You have to tell him again he's going out on loan to bloody Tiverton or something. Must be difficult.
Yeah.
Must be difficult. Mark, no answer for you, but Mark. I'm glad the Gladiators are doing well. Yeah, it's good to know.
Let's keep
us in touch with how they're going.
He says
on the ice.
It's great to see the girls finally get a home win. Saturday will be a slightly different challenge against a flying in-form Chesterfield. I'd snap your hand off now if you offered us a point. And Benji Kimpioka being unveiled as a loney 20 minutes before kickoff.
Love that.
Very fast. Can't finish.
Well, we did. So as far as we know, John, that one, Amerid, bloody hell, doesn't block that one on the line, be Dagenham and Redbridge. A, we get promoted as champions. And B, Benji scored and the floodgates open and off we go.
Do you know what? Having made a pact last week to move on from Ashton Gate in last season, I was doing very well. And then in the middle of the week, I suddenly remembered that we lost 3 points to Dover.
Yep.
And they went out of business.
Yes. Oh, God, John, why have you brought that up?
I know. And I suddenly thought, you bastards.
That's a kick in the teeth. That and the Yeovil result. Remember the Yeovil result? Last 2 goals in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Ah, God, John.
I know.
I was starting to move on.
I was doing all right. Then I saw Andy Hessenthaler on the screen and remembered.
Whitecliff of Dover.
Hopefully they go bust. Sorry, there's no Dover fans.
Before we play them or after we play them.
Before. Finally, David Gladys Gladman, FOF 39, gets
on the ice, Gladys.
Hello, Gladys.
I tell you what, they've all been in touch this week. It's lovely, John.
He says, good morning, Charlie and Cairo. Sorry, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, David Gladman.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Cairo. What were you called again? Cairo. Because Cairo, who now plays
Cairo Mitchell.
And who now plays for Wrexham.
Notts County. Yeah, we did.
He now plays for Notts County. Edit.
He says,
edit point.
Can we please stop blaming young Bewes for our failure to get promoted?
We're not blaming him.
We're just trying to move on, David.
We're not blaming him, just asking why he had to take the penalty.
Surely the failure should lie at the door of the crossbar manufacturer. As if I remember correctly, Danny Wright's penalty had bounced down and in and not down and over. Matt Bewes would not have had to take a penalty. Yeah. Just a short one this time. Take care. Oh. Stay safe. Gladys. So he's blaming the crossbar.
The whole penalty shootout situation was horrific and has killed me and is a scar inside me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That will never be healed. Only I have to think about Derek Dawkins scoring the Tottenham Hotspur to try and pull me out of the deep well of depression that takes over my mind and body. But thank you very much, Glad.
Cheers, Gladys.
There we are. That's it, John, is it?
Hey, that's it.
Hey, great amount of letters, everyone.
Lovely
all
letters.
Send in your letters. How do people send us a letter, John?
There you go. So their email.
Mm-hmm.
Client?
Provider.
Provider.
There we are.
And go to nationalobsession@gmail.com in your address bar.
Yeah. Well, that's lovely. Bit
type
of technical.
A message in the body
of
the
email.
It's
like you're telling a sort of 75-year-old.
Silver Surfer.
I think you have been living at home too long. I think it's time to move, John.
Yes.
There we are.
Definitely.
And Chesterfield, of course, away this Saturday on the telly.
Yep.
Good luck with girls.
I have every confidence.
I think we're going to be fine, John.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be absolutely fine.
But I'll take a point.
I'll take a point now if they want to offer us
a
point.
If offered.
There we are. That's it. Thanks very much for joining us.
Mm.
See you next week on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.